Good morning and praise the Lord. Kindly open our Bible and read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 to 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 to 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which are perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now I abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Amen.
Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with a thankful heart, and we come to you today in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for endless love that you gave us to fear you, to trust you, and to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter in the narrow gate, and to continue to go and walk in the narrow way that you ordained to us to walk through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood was shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, as we repent and renounce our sins, we commit once again into your hand to live a life to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust and rely on you, only on you, that you will provide us all our needs and will answer our prayers according to your will and in your perfect time. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray, Lord, for the wives to be submissive to their godly husband and help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word and to do your will. Lord, we pray for the children and the youths to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and live a long life. Lord, we pray that you will aid and support all the single parents in the church. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs and the regular income we receive. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters in obedience and your word. Lord, we pray to bless our salaries, to bless, O God, the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and income so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters, and for the people will see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify your God, our Father, who art in heaven. We pray, Lord, that through our lives we'll teach people around us to be honest, diligent, to work hard, to obey and be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those people around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give jobs to those who are jobless and give wisdom and solutions to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you will meet all their needs. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, our colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those we are meeting in our street, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be safe. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and sins and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Sierra Leone, Indonesia, Armenia, America, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people and the authorities in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, we trust you that you will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get more water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread the congregation of the church in other places in the world. Lord, help us to reach new cities, towns, villages, countries, and new languages and ethnic groups. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you call your church to do and to serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. We pray to give us gifts of healing, faith, discernment, prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, and the rest of the gifts that we need to reach the lost souls and for further extension of the church. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, the joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now for our service today. Lord, we pray to anoint our service and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing, bless our giving, and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, anoint the speaker, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord, and set them free from their bandages and save them. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifices, holy, acceptable unto your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
I will come. before you in your presence. My joy is complete.
Lord God, it's our joy, oh Lord God, it is our pleasure to come into your presence to worship you and honor you. For truly, Lord God, you deserve all things, oh Lord God. Nothing is impossible in front of us, oh Lord God, if you are the working in our midst. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, we honor you, we rejoice in your presence, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Whatever circumstances in our lives, glory, honor, and praises only belongs to him, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I will rejoice.
Amen.
I will rejoice.
To praise him and worship him and rejoice in our presence, in his presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, oh Lord God, we are determined to worship you, whatever situation is in our lives right now. Hallelujah. We stand in your presence, oh Lord God. Lord, thank you that you are there, always working, working mightily in our lives, in our hearts, and in our thoughts, that we can be changed to be more like you day after day.
To live to you. your beauty and your grace.
Yeah.
Present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vast skies bear fruit before the time of field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall be called you blessed, for it shall be the lightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, we praise and magnify you. We thank you for all what you have given to us, for we are nothing without you. And as we give our tithe offering and first fruit, bless your people. Open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in their lives, and bless us, for we are blessed by you. Lord, bless this money to sustain the works of yours and to help the poor and needy. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Watchman Part 3, The Noble Wife. Watchman Part 3, The Noble Wife. In Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Kindly open our Bible. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband that safely trusts in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by the night. She laid her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he seated among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivered girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Lord God, we praise you for your word to us, and as we listen, open our hearts and mind, convict us to obey the instructions you will command to us, and help us to prepare our next generation to do much more, to obey what we are doing right now, to please you, Lord. Lord, bless your word, speak to us, and spread it, and have fruit to harvest. For your name's sake, in Jesus' name, amen. The scripture above give us more details about the ministry of the watchman or the watchwoman. As we search the scripture, we can find more passages that contain the word watch or what is equivalent to. In Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, it speaks in details about the wife of a noble character who fears God and describes her responsibilities inside the house while her husband is working outside, managing the aspects of life that his family is in need and pertain to the world and God's church. The key verse in verse 27 that contains the statement, look at well. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Also, this passage of Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31 can be applied for the woman as a wife for her husband and can be applied for the church as a faithful wife for our Lord Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Also in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 27, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. Pondering on Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31 will help us to see what more for the woman to watch and look over the affair of her household, and what more for a woman prepared for marriage needs to prepare herself to do. Number one, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Good and faithful deeds are more valuable than money. The woman with good skills in the housework and who is good at handling resources are source of income to the family. Penny saved is a penny earned, and a woman who knows how to control and reduce spending is a big aid to her husband. The work of the wife in the house is indispensable, and it will save much money from being spent. Many women work outside the house to help their husband with the income, but no one is aware that the wife's place is in her husband's house, and in her management to her house, she can earn more for her family than what she earned outside the house. Okay. The place of the wife is in her husband's house for another three valuable reasons. First, the wife who works outside the house to earn living might be tempted to boast of her husband, and she might not submit to him. Second, the wife who is working outside the house who will not be able to care for the children and look after them. When both parents are working outside the house, then the children are lost. Why? Because no one will be there to watch over them, to monitor them and discipline them when they do wrong, to train them and to raise them in the fear of the Lord. Third, the wife who is working outside the house will not be able to care for and satisfy her husband, and that will cause troubles and disharmony in the family. When the wife is working outside the house, the newly born children will be deprived of taking their mother's milk. Beside that, the parents will shoulder the cost of artificial milk and the cost they need to spend the babysitter and nanny. As well as when both parents are working outside the house, the children might be harassed, maltreated, or abused by the nannies, the babysitters, and other caregivers. There are many stories where children had been adversely affected under the hands of those who are giving the care. Children also should not be under the care of the grandparents. First, because that is not responsibility of the grandparents. And second, the grandparents will usually spoil the grandchildren and will cause the children to be out of the control of the parents. Women, when leaving their houses, corruption will be starting in the family. Everything will be disturbed and cooking will be hindered, and the family may start to depend on food both from restaurants higher in price than food cooked in the house, and it's not as clean and healthy as food cooked at home. Women can do marvelous things inside the house for their families, all kinds of cooking, food conserving, confectionery and baking work, preparing juices, vinegars, jams, and sauces can be prepared from cheap and healthy resources, and the children can enjoy healthy food when wives stay home. All kinds of food, when it's bought from the market, can cause much cost and will affect the financial budget inside the family. Restaurants, bakeries, confectionaries, cafeterias, coffee shops started to appear on the surface of the earth when women left their house. Women who are at home will have time to plant and cultivate some of or all their vegetables and fruits, which another way for the family to save some of their finances. Women who are at home will have more time to stitch, prepare, fix, and ironing clothes. When women left homes and work outside their houses, tailors and laundries started to do the work those women left to do for their families. Sure, all these services that the wife will not do because she is involved in work outside the house, that will cost the family more money to be spent to secure all these services. Wives who are working outside the house, the children will be forced to be enrolled in private and public schools, and that will affect the children because they will be under the influence of people who might be ungodly. Also, the children will be corrupted by the effect of other children, for we are aware that foolishness is residing in the heart of the children. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but a rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So, when our children are mixed with other children in the school, they acquire foolishness from them, and they will learn bad things that ultimately will bring troubles inside their lives and in our families. In addition to the benefits of holiness for homeschooling to our children, the cost will be less, and that will be added to the amount of saving the family can do. The cost of all these services that we explain above might be in total exceeds what the salary the wife would bring from income. Also, when the system inside the family is disturbed in such a way that contradicts the scriptures, then God's blessing and approval on the family life will be affected. Now, in many families, husband and wife are working, but their income is not enough to cover the financial needs. Simply, God will not bless disobedience. Women working outside the house are not the pattern that we can see in the scriptures. And even our children, what they will learn if both parents are working outside the house. When they are growing up, they will do the same, and the same troubles and harassment will be again inside their families and in the families of their children. That will be a bad example and incorrect message that we are giving to the world and to our new disciples. And the Lord will not bless us for that. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11, number 2. The heart of her husband that safely trusts in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. The wife who is faithful and does her responsibility well, her husband has confidence in her. The wife who is a watchwoman over the affairs of her house and that do her responsibilities well, her husband has full trust on her, and his mind will be free when he leaves the house, knowing that his faithful wife is there to care for everything. A woman preparing for marriage needs to be a mature and responsible person, because ahead of her is the management of the affairs of her house. In the same way, the church, as a watchman that do her responsibilities well and do God's work faithfully, the Lord had confidence on the church. Number 3, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all days of her life. The godly wife does not harm her husband, and she is careful not to bring troubles to her house all the days of her life. The wife, a disciple of Jesus, is a light to her house to bring the truth to her family, and so to preserve and implement the instruction of God's word in the life of their children. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In the same way, the faithful church or the faithful watchman is careful to do the work of God faithfully and is wise and holy to avoid bringing bad comments on Christ. Number 4, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 13. She seeketh wool and flocks and worketh willingly with her hands. The virtuous wife is diligent and eager to work with her hands. She is skillful in selecting materials to make suitable clothes for her family. She is self-dependent and knows how to do her responsibilities well. In the same way, the diligent church and the diligent watchman should know how to select the right resources that is working hard with eagerness. Number 5, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 14. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. The noble wife thinks about how to bring God's provision from a far distance with a cut cost. The virtuous wife knows how to use resources, even from far places, to make her service cost effective and fruitful. Many things you can bring cheaper from far places than to take it from nearby places to you that will need some time to come. The wise wife is patient, and she will wait to receive an inexpensive product. She will not pressurize her husband to buy her immediately expensive product, but she will delight to wait to receive the same with a cheaper price after a time. In the same way, the faithful church and the faithful watchman is wise how to use resources in afar places in order to make his service to God effective and fruitful. Number 6, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and portion to her maidens. The noble wife wakes up early to cook and to arrange the things inside the house, helping her husband who is working outside the home atmosphere. We can notice here in the above verse that the wife here has girls, but she is not depending on her girls to wake up early and cook for her. But instead, she wakes up and prepares the food for her family and for her girls. Number 7, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 16. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. The virtuous wife knows how to farm and cultivate plants to provide for her house. She knows how to earn and save money and use it in starting other fruitful things for her family. She persevered to secure land in space of land with water to use to plant and make a vineyard to provide fresh vegetables and fruit for her family. Cultivation and farming are teamwork the family needs to be involved in. It is good for exercise. It is good to recycle resources. Instead of throwing water, it can use the used water to plants and save money. It is another saving of money when vegetables and fruits are reproduced at home. The faithful church and the true watchmen have open eyes that see fields that are ripe for harvest. In John chapter 4, verse 35, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Number 8, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 17. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Vigorous and hard work emphasize here and physical strength of the virtuous woman to do the work in the house, as well as that emphasizes her faith and trust in God that he will give her the strength needed. Strong faith enable her to work hard and to build up her family. And she can say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. In the same way, strong faith enable us to work hard for God in order to overcome the work of the devil. Number 9, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by the night. The noble wife can clearly see what are the fruit and the good things of her labor. She knows how to evaluate herself and can see the progress of her work. She is ready and alert day and night. Her candle goeth not out by night. Usually, daytime is working time. The night is for rest and sleeping time unless there is an urgent work or an emergency. The virtuous wife who is chosen by God for her husband works hard during the day and she rests in the night. But in case of urgent need or emergency, she is available to cope with such circumstances. In the same way, the church and the faithful watchmen can see the value of serving the Lord and how they are blessing to others and ready to serve day and night, in season and out of season, as the word of God instructs in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all suffering and doctrine. Number 10, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 19. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Both hands are used for the glory of God. She know how to use the spindle and the distaff to prepare wool and cotton threads to be used to yarn clothes for herself and her husband and her children. A virtuous wife knows how to stitch clothes and prepare them in proper size to clothe her family. In the same way, maximum capacity required from the church or the watchman to get involved in God's service. No withholding and no reservation. Number 11, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 20. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. The wife should be ready to help the poor and needy. Helping the poor and needy will relieve those from troubles, and such deeds will return with blessing to the whole family. The watchman is a man who sees as Christ sees and extends hand to help those who are in need. Number 12, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. The noble wife is a good steward. Ahead of time, she prepares her house and family to face winter and scarcity season. She is a good planner and anticipates things before it is happening. The watchman has eyes and sees in his mind opportunities to save and store when it's plenty, to be prepared for the time of scarcity. Number 13, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 22. She maketh herself covering of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. The virtuous wife is a wise person who knows how to make and keep good and high quality things in her house. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3-4, true wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Tapestry work is expensive and cost much. The wife who has skills in that will adorn her house with such beautiful things and without a cost. A virtuous wife will keep in her house valuable things, but with less cost. The watchman has the wisdom to make and keep good things for the church and the ministry of the Lord. Number 14, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 23. His husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. The noble wife brings respect to her husband. She will give him peace in the house, and his mind is clear and at peace when he is outside the house, knowing that his wife will take properly of everything in his absence. The watchman is a faithful servant of Christ whose life, service, and achievements bring glory and praises to God. Number 15, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 24. She maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivered girdles unto the merchant. The noble wife has skills that use them to make good and profitable things. She can make pocket money for her from her handwork. As a church, God gave us talents and spiritual gifts, and this we can use for the glory of God to do good things and the good works of God. Number 16, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. The virtuous wife has confidence and strength as long as she is obedient to God and to his word. Finally, she will be clothed with strength and honor for the task she is doing. God will prove and crown the works of the virtuous woman with success, and she will rejoice over the good things that she is establishing. The faithful church is a watchman who obeys God and who is clothed with confidence and strength. Number 17, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. The virtuous wife has wisdom and knows how to speak and give careful instruction to the people around her to manage the affairs of her house and how to do the good works that God prepared in advance for her to do. The church, as a watchman, should address the people with careful and precise instructions. Number 18, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She is ever observing all that is going on in her house. She is the faithful watchman over every member of her family. having the discernment to differentiate between good and bad, and can see that what her husband had instructed her from God's word is applied in her household. She is not lazy, but diligent, active, performing the activities needed from her with speed. Number 19, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. God would bless the children of noble wife, and they will see how their mother had great value in their lives in raising them up in the fear of the Lord. They will value their mother and praise her for the good things that she did for them. Her husband will see also the good things that she is building and achieving inside the house and will praise her. The church should watch and observe to make disciples and nurture them and direct them with the word of God to be effective and fruitful workers unto the Lord. Number 20, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 29. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Purposeful things are noble things. The virtuous wife will do what God is expecting her to do. She will do the very thing that God had appointed for her to do. In James chapter 15, verse 16, ye had not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. The virtuous wife chosen by God, and is a fruit bearer, and God would answer her prayers for her obedience to his word and will. In the same way, the church should watch to bring fruit that will last. Number 21, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Woman's body beauty is of secondary importance. Her good deeds and fruit are essential. Her fear of the Lord is the main drive for her to do noble and good things, and this is her reason for success. And she will be given the praises for that. The church should not concentrate on activities, food and trips, programs, but focus on concentrate on prayer, evangelism, and making disciples to bring fruit and new disciples that the Lord desire and waiting for to see. Number 22, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The husband of the noble wife is glad. He encourages and praises his faithful and hardworking wife. The noble wife's hard works and achievements will be rewarded by God, by her husband, and by her children. In the same way, there is a reward for the faithful church and for the watchmen who do God's ministry well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. My dear and beloved, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 11, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you these things, ye shall never fall. For as an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You will receive a rich welcome as you fulfill your duty, being a faithful watchman. Let us now come to God, obeying his word and submitting ourselves to his will, applying all what we learn today in our lives and following the template that the word of God give us today. Let us pray. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that opened my eyes to see deep things in the scripture. Lord, thank you for the teaching and all the corrections and the admonishment that I receive from your word. Now confess, you renounce all your sins. Confess and renounce your lack of the fear of God. your laziness, your worldliness, doing your own will and following your own plan. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship, wasting resources, and your mismanagement for the finances. Confess and renounce being a wife and a mother, but not willing to stay home and care for your house and family. Confess and renounce your disobedience to God and your unwillingness to get involved in the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to discipline your children and homeschool them. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to fear you, to live my life according to the teaching of your word and your will. We study in this message. Lord, I will follow you, doing the good works that you prepared for me to do. Lord, give me good health and continue to serve you. Lord, I commit my life unto your hand. Take me and make me a faithful and fruitful watchman for your glory, for your name, Jesus. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who committed themselves to obey you and start to serve you and be faithful watchmen and watchwomen. Lord, reward them and prosper their families and children. Lord, make them good testimonies that others may see you in their lives and start to follow you. Lord, bless us as your church and sustain us to continue to counsel people and advise them according to your word. Lord, we commit ourselves to do our responsibilities well as watchmen and watchwomen for your church. Lord, raise up more faithful watchmen and watchwomen to serve you and do your works and your will. Lord, lead us to a new people who need such follow-up and care. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and lead us to evangelize, making new disciples and training new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the mission of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
All will